Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from day two of 5G World in London, and I'm delighted to be joined by Steve Vandress, Director of 5G Software Strategy at Intel, and Ofer Farkash, Product Marketing Manager at Amdocs. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy 5G World schedules. Let's just get started. I'm going to have each of you introduce yourselves. Steve, would you like to go first?
Yes, my name is Steve Vandress. I'm the Director for 5G Software Strategy in the 5G Infrastructure Division of Intel.
And Ofer?
I'm a Product Marketing Manager at Amdocs. I'm responsible for the NFV powered by ONAP product offering. I'm also managing the partner activity. We have at Amdocs a partner ecosystem, and I'm managing all the marketing activity of this partner program.
Fantastic. Well, we're at 5G World, so obviously the conversation is 5G, but also the network infrastructure deployments that are getting networks ready for 5G's ultimate delivery. Steve, can you talk to me a little bit about Intel's perspective on 5G and how important is this technology for the company?
Yes, I think 5G is a very important technology for the company. We are making major investments in 5G, both on the infrastructure and the client side. And actually, we are demonstrating at 5G World, 5G reference design that incorporates virtualized RAN, virtualized EPC, edge computing with Intel Sports Group through VR application. All orchestrated by Amdocs Service Orchestrator, which is Amdocs NFV powered by ONAP. And we're also showing the TrueVR applications on an end client device as well. So we're truly showing an end-to-end reference design for 5G.
Now, Ofer, Amdocs is a market leader in a number of arenas within the data center and network computing. Tell me about the specific focus here and what you're bringing to the table in terms of NFV capability.
Amdocs is the co-developer of ONAP, which is the open network automation platform. The whole idea of ONAP came up by service providers in order to leverage the benefits of NFV and to be able to use off-the-shelf servers and open up the network to many more opportunities, to many more vendors, to have a very large variety of applications that can be deployed in the network in order to have a variety of services that will allow service providers to innovate and compete with over-the-top providers as well. Amdocs NFV powered by ONAP is an end-to-end service orchestration and management platform that enables service providers to do exactly that, to deploy virtual network functions in different segments of the network at very fast time in order to come up very quickly with new services and innovative solution to a large variety of use cases.
Now, we've been talking about network transformation on ChipChat for a number of years, and this is really an advancement at the access of the network with this vRAN configuration. Steve, tell me about the reference design that led to this awesome collaboration and why this is such a key area of the network for industry focus right now.
The 5G is not only about radio access. Actually, 5G is a complete network transformation, which includes not only the radio access network, but also the mobile core of the network. And it's truly an end-to-end network transformation. SDN NFV is a necessary component of the 5G. Also, distribution of the mobile core closer to the access is another major change that's happening with 5G. And edge computing is actually an inseparable part of 5G. It's actually defined in the 3GPP standard for 5G for the first time, edge computing. So all these components we actually are bringing together in this 5G reference design. So we're including not only the radio access network with Intel's FlexRAN running on Intel architecture, but we're also including a distributed evolved packet core closer to the radio access network. And we're including edge computing as well. Again, closer to the radio access network, as actually would be deployed at the edge of the network for 5G. And what we are aligning to do with this 5G reference design, essentially to have a close to a commercially deployable solution by a communication service provider, as they would actually deploy this in their network using a commercial service orchestration from Amdocs. And the advantage of this reference design is that it is actually a completely virtualized architecture and completely managed by cloud techniques with cloud management and orchestration, which allows you to actually dynamically move the workloads around between networking functions and edge computing functions. And that is the key network transformation, that the network now transforms to a fully programmable, fully elastic and flexible network where workloads and networking functions can move around in this cloud-managed infrastructure.
Ofer, when you talk to providers, why is orchestration so critical in terms of achieving the efficiency of 5G, especially given the diversification of workloads that are being targeted for this transition?
I think orchestration is very significant because we see already today that the services that are offered by service providers are very complex. They are relying on multiple network components, and these components are deployed in multiple segments of the network. We see in this live demo the edge computing resources, we are utilizing core resources, and in other services, some of the functionality that is being used to deliver the service will also be installed and deployed in public cloud. So Amdocs NFV powered by ONAP provides a single orchestration platform that is enabling the service providers to manage all the different compute, networking, and storage resources that are required to provide the end-to-end service.
When you look at this configuration in particular, it's based on a FlexRAN configuration run off of Intel architecture, but also featuring Wind River Titanium Cloud software, the Mavenir VEPC, and then Amdocs ONAP solution. How did the collaboration go between companies in terms of deciding on this configuration? And why is it so critical for industry collaboration in these industry standard solutions?
It is very critical to have collaboration between multiple companies in this essentially horizontally integrated solution, because no single company can have all the capabilities under one roof. I think we have very good partners in terms of specializing in different parts of the system, with Wind River specializing in real-time, latency-hardened virtualized infrastructure management with Wind River Titanium Cloud. They are an expert in that, and we've been working with them for years, with Mavenir in terms of the virtualized EPC as well. And Mavenir is also a commercial provider of our FlexRAN wireless access solution as well. And Amdocs, of course, they are the lead service orchestrator right now in terms of commercializing ONAP. So the collaboration was extremely good, and we work jointly to bring in all the VNFs from all different partners into ONAP, and we're planning to continue this collaboration and involve it into more and more fields. So
let me complete Steve's answer. So first of all, I can tell you that Amdocs is working with service providers for 35 years now. We provide multiple platforms and multiple solutions to service providers. And right now, we are in continuous dialogue with service providers who rely on us in order to understand how they can monetize 5G. They understand that they need to invest a lot of money to have their networks ready for 5G. But they really need to understand why. What are they going to achieve? How they are going to make money out of 5G? So we are working with service providers together in order to define the 5G services that they would like to invest in order to generate revenue. And we take this and we bring it back to our partners like Intel, like Mavenir, like Wind River, in order to come up with real-life use cases that we already know that they are at the interest of the service providers. We are working together in order to build this platform. We are doing a lot of lab work to pre-integrate our different products and softwares. This work that we are doing in the ecosystem dramatically reduces the time that it takes to deploy the solution in the actual environment, because it's already pre-integrated and we know how to work together.
This is an interesting case in that you've highlighted. Steve, can you tell us about some of the industries that you think will benefit from early deployments here?
Yes, in addition, obviously, to entertainment-oriented AR/VR, there's huge applications of 5G in industrial applications, both in terms of applications of AR/VR technology, but also applications of video analytics, big data analytics from data that's coming off sensors from industrial environments, smart cities, which combine a lot of these technologies, connected vehicles, of course, in terms of, again, video analytics, data analytics, aiding autonomous driving with network information. We view 5G as aiding the autonomous driving in connected vehicles, for example, with information that cannot be immediately perceived by the sensors in the autonomous vehicles, in the vicinity of the vehicle. So there's many, many applications in the industrial and the enterprise that are going to drive 5G use cases and revenue opportunities for operators, in addition to the more consumer entertainment type applications.
This is a concept that has been answered by 5G network slicing.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFV powered by ONAP solution from Amdocs is the perfect platform that is used to define these network slices, because service providers use this platform in order to predefine specific network slices that are providing the necessary network capabilities to answer different use cases like IoT, like sensors, like remote surgery, autonomous vehicles, and things like that.
One final question for both of you. I'm sure that folks online are interested in this configuration as well as broader solutions from both companies. Can you provide a website or other resource for folks to follow up with?
From an Intel perspective, the best place to go is builders.intel.com. And there's a blog area where we have blogs from both Intel and Amdocs on use cases and links to all the technologies that we have for the reference design and for the FlexRAM.
For Amdocs, we have a dedicated site called NFV Powered by ONAP. People can see videos, solution briefs, use cases, and a lot of information about our solution.
Fantastic. Well, guys, it was a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.